Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
What if the whole episode was just, hi.
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 How are you?
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm so good. Welcome to another episode of Sex Unique Podcast.
Oh,
podcast. Hey.
Sex Unique. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to another episode of...
Welcome to Posh.
Welcome to Posh. Come inside. Take some shopping. We'll give you some champagne if you want it.
Posh is literally a dark closet.
Oh my God.
It's really 100 square feet.
Who will crowdsource for us to go to Posh?
And we need to get sent to Posh.
And get a facial.
On a private jet.
I don't know if I'm ready to risk.
I can't risk getting scratched. If you are a Patreon, we read reader mail who had a whole facial experience at the spa. I guess Kim D owns a spa as well as Posh.
Mm-hmm.
And she shared with us her traumatic experience. A harrowing, scratched experience.
Yeah.
And neither of us are ready for a dull blade.
Neither.
Neither of us are willing to submit to Kim D's dull blade.
Just come on in and sit down. We'll be with you soon.
You want some wine?
You want some wine while you wait for a facial? Okay.
You ready for a free facial?
You want a free facial with that?
Don't.
It's the Federation.
The Federation.
Also, just really fast, on this week's episode of Roan J,
mm-hmm.
there's a shot of our girl at Fashion Week.
Kim G?
Lindsay. Like 2010 Lindsay.
Oh my God. I didn't even catch that.
Paris, Kim, and Lindsay.
Wow. A true full circle
trifecta.
Moment.
Right?
They were the trifecta.
Lindsay still looked fucking great.
Yeah.
In that period.
Just incredible
2009.
Looking. Yeah. 10 years ago.
Damn
a decade
it.
Ago.
Can you believe it? We're almost done 2019.
I know. I'm so excited for 2020, even though it seems like
things are pretty terrifying that are going to happen consistently throughout. But I just like 2020 is like a year.
Nothing good can happen. Also, this year is November 2019, which is the setting of Blade Runner.
Really?
Yeah. So happy Blade Runner month.
Happy Blade Runner month to you.
Thank you.
It's been like hazy air quality out, which has felt very Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have moments where I'll be like, oh, that's Blade Runner.
I would like to shout out my anti-vaxxer reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her. I loved that.
Or him.
I loved the review.
And what I have to say,
the one-star review due to our encouragement of getting flu shots.
Just getting vaccinated in general.
Yeah, I love an anti-vaxxer journey.
And what I have to say to an anti-vaxxer is go fuck yourself. And
yourself.
You need to go to jail because if you're an anti-vaxxer, I don't have respect for you.
You're so, literally spreading disease.
I'm sorry. I know I'm just merely your guest co-host, but I don't have respect for people who promote anti-vax. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Get your kid like, fucking vaxxed and so they don't get measles and give it to other kids.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I would venture to say better safe than sorry when it comes to like any sort of diseases.
I don't have any respect for this like
and maybe I trust
brand of white people in like Brooklyn and like these like rich, like yuppie, new yuppie people being like,
no, I don't feel safe giving them that.
It's like, okay, then your kid's going to get like
mumps.
Cholera.
They're gonna get like meningitis.
Or like scarlet fever.
Can you get like everything?
Yes.
You're, like, get tuberculosis. Your kids
get a flu shot.
Just get it.
Sorry.
Who cares?
I'm being aggressive.
What if we find out that like
everyone is anti-vax who listens to this podcast?
We've triggered a huge anti-vaxxer community. The numbers dip lower than ever, and the anti-vaxxers come out full force to do a takedown.
I'm gonna get like a nail bomb.
I say you do you, but just stay away from me. How about that? Is that okay?
Stay away from me because I don't want to keep your illnesses away from me.
Well, I don't even want to. I don't want to get you guys sick.
Yeah.
Do anti-vaxxers just all hang out together, and then they all create communities together?
I mean,
they're truly just like they don't believe in
Robert,
do they get their dog? My big question, and maybe the anti-vaxxer one star review reader can
write
this.
In
I'd love to know. Actually, this is truly a question from me to you. Do anti-vaxxers get their animals rabies shots? Rabies. Do they get a rabies shot? No.
I feel like when it comes to like animals, people are like,
they're like, vaccinate the fuck out of those.
They're like, oh, like an animal got hurt. You know what I mean? It's like with people, it's like.
But if you're firmly anti-vaccinations, do you vaccinate your pets? Because that is so dangerous as a new pet owner to like not give your pets all the vaccinations. It's like,
I don't know.
That's a true question.
I find that is abusive too.
Yeah.
That's disgusting too.
Also, keep your dog away from me if you are an anti-vaxxer.
Keep your Cujo away from us.
Yeah. I want no part of it.
I don't know.
Keep your Cujo away.
I don't know. I
have a lot of questions about that community.
It kind of feels like the celebrities who come out as anti-vax are like, they're like low-key Scientologists. Like, it's like the same brand as like people who are low-key Scientologists.
Like Scientologists and Jessica Biel just being like, no more.
It's like Robert Kennedy Jr. and Jessica Biel and like Jenny McCarthy. And as soon as they go, I don't know.
And then you're just this isn't going to end well again.
I don't know about that.
Keep it to yourself.
Is Jessica Biel, which did she confirm is...
Yeah, they like tried to like write some bill or whatever, like that's like, an anti-vaxxer.
So unclear about her and Jay Tim.
Me too. I'm truly, I never fell under the Justin Timberlake spell as a teen, like growing up with boy bands. Like I truly didn't get it.
We were an NSYNC
house. I was a Backstreet Boy in like 98 Degrees. Okay. I thought 98 Degrees were the hottest ones.
They were really hot.
They were really hot.
They were like porny hot.
They were porny, kind of like gay porn star hot. And I, as a youth, really responded to that.
The origins.
The origins of my queer journey began with a 98 Degrees.
My sister really loved NSYNC, so I did by proxy because I just loved everything she loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they went to an NSYNC concert. My mom and her friend took them, her and her friends, and they were all like screaming. But yeah, I think I was very sus of that relationship when their wedding photo was a photo of him jumping up and she's like sitting and she's like looking and he's being crazy. And
you just
like,
always have to deal with him, like his shenanigans.
Hamming.
He's like bouncing off the walls.
Also, she's
with his
just
like curly ramen hair. And you're just like, Justin, just calm down.
Yeah, I just, it's just, it's a weird.
It's a weird partnership.
And like, she's always booking.
Mm-hmm.
She always is the star of some.
She's working. She has like a Facebook show now.
All the shows are popular. Like the that. Sinner.
Yeah, The Sinner fucking rules. I love The Sinner.
She was good in it, right?
She was incredible. Sinner season one.
She got nominated for a Golden Globe for that.
Yeah, as she should have. Like, truly, Sinner season one, I'm a Sinner head through and through.
Is she legit good in it?
She was great. And The Sinner truly, like, the twists and turns of, like, the first episode, it's amazing.
Wow.
I've, like, screenshotted several, like, Sinner scenes. That
is she
just,
convincing?
Like, yeah, I was into it. Sinner season one is amazing. If you really love it, then you'll love season two, even though Beal isn't in season two. And Forch, but I hope that season three is in the oven.
Yeah, she's that show Limetown.
Yeah, that's
like a podcast.
That's on Facebook Watch or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how to access that.
She had a fudge shop.
No, it was a daycare slash like parental
candy store.
Bar.
But it was called Off Fudge.
Off Fudge. It was like you could get lunch there and drinks. It was like for moms that want to like be naughty and have like a chic lunch, but also just want to shove their children in a room for like 2 hours
and get
and get like plastered. And it was like, I wrote a review of there. I went with another writer and we went to Off Fudge and wrote a whole story. Just Google it.
I will. Google it, Carrie.
Google it, Carrie.
It was across the street from an AA meeting.
Love that. It's closed now.
I know.
Didn't have what it takes to last.
But yeah, I'm just, they're just like, I mean, she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But like, boring.
There's something.
It's like that Cola Scola video. Something wasn't right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I lost respect for her when she came out as, I'm sorry. I know it sounds like prejudice of me. But
I don't know that much about the anti-vaxxing movement, but I'm like, I just need to know more. I really am like, if you're a true anti-vax head, you wouldn't vaccinate your pets. So I feel like if you're an anti-vaxxer, but you're still vaccinating pets, then you're a phony.
And liar.
I urge you to get a flu shot.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just go on down.
But if you're an anti-vax, a true head, and you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm not going to give my dog a rabies shot. Then I have respect for you because you're playing with fire every day.
Damn.
A dog can get like rabies from a squirrel.
Rabies is terrifying.
Rabies is, you die if you get rabies.
I know.
Like,
does it make you crazy?
If your dog gets rabies, your dog's gonna give you rabies, and then you're gonna die of rabies, and then you're fine just like rolling the dice with that.
You're
a fucking gangster for that.
Yeah, doesn't it make you like aggro too?
Yeah, you like froth at the mouth and get like lockjaw. Rabies sounds not fun. And if you're down to just like,
we're gonna put that in a t-shirt for everyone.
Rabies sounds not fun.
Rabies sounds not fun.
But if you're just down to clown and you're like, whatever happens, happens, like, by all means, like, you do you. You're living like a true no holds barred life.
You're living monster truck
on
rally
the
shit.
Edge. Yeah. Like, you're walking on, you're like free climbing.
Maybe they like that. Maybe anti-vaxxers are like into the thrill.
Every day they wake up and they're like, I could get anything. Anything could happen to me today that could kill me painfully. But you know what? It's all good.
It's all good, baby.
They love it. They love living on the edge. My whole no thing one is ever like, gave me a chance to like yeah. live on the edge of like a vaccination Same. And like disease Damn. Journey. And I'm kind of angry resentful. About that and resentful because it must be a choice to be like,
I just
literally 5,000 things could kill me today.
Yeah.
Anything that could happen to me in one day that changes my life forever that could have been preventable, but I'm deciding that I'm just open to it.
You just hear like Iron Maiden and like you're like just moving through life like, you're just like,
woo! Every day they wake up and it's like, do I am Iron Man.
Yeah. You're just like going to like Starbucks.
Yeah, Whole Foods.
Anywhere you can go.
That's the anti-vaxxer.
Well, my whole thing is like, anti-vaxxers have probably all gotten vaccinated when they were kids.
So, yeah, so you're not also not a real head. If someone ever vaccinated
you're a fraud.
You're a fucking phony.
You're a phony.
I'm going to talk to the real deal anti-vaxxers who from the womb.
From like the 70s
I want an anti-vaxxer who's, if you're an anti-vaxxer and your mom or dad was ever vaccinated, fuck you, phony.
Yeah.
Show me a true anti-vax.
Like generational anti-vaxxer, where it's just been passed down from generation to generation of not getting vaccinated.
Yeah, I want that anti-vaxxer who's truly... I want generations of no vaccination and then to meet you and then you're really rolling the dice and your pets don't get vaccinated either and they all need to be from non-vaccinated lineage. Because that is the truly the most anti of anti-vaxxer journeys. If you've had any vaccinations in the past three generations of
Weak.
Your lineage, you're not a real anti-vaxxer.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Weak.
Fuck you, phony.
Fuck you.
Don't even talk to me.
Don't even talk to me.
I'll drag your ass out of
but
here.
But my whole thing is like, what bothers me is like, they're not giving, like, at least wait till their kid is like of age to like make the decision, be informed of themselves. And if they don't want to continue getting vaccinated, like, cool.
Yeah.
But like, you're forcing your child.
Mm-hmm. They're creating the new generation of anti-vaxxers yeah. that we so seek.
So they're kids.
It's like, I can't live a truly anti-vax truth, so I'm just going to put my kid through it and hope and pray that they live long enough to procreate and then they also choose not to vaccinate so that someday a real anti-vax Jesus can walk among us.
It is. They're like trying. It's
they're
like,
just trying to
like
get the true. Yeah.
And when they're trying to breed, like the Bene Gesserit witches are like breeding the savior.
That is what they're trying to do. They're like, if enough of us get in on this movement, one child will decide. All we need is one child, but then the new generation also faces the same problem where they're like, once they turn 18 they can make the choice. So it actually must be very important for the anti-vaxxer community.
Laura just covered her mouth like shocked at herself.
I'm like snarfing again, but the Federation is gonna get involved.
They're breeding like a super race. They're trying to get whittle it down to
just
one,
but it's really hard to get one. It's hard to have anyone live long enough to produce three generations worth of completely vaccination free human beings, especially if they have any dogs in the mix, which are also anti-vaxxed. Anything could happen. So like, it must be, it's, there's power in numbers. But I
white people.
This is the this is the white people
as a white
culture.
Person, I'm saying.
White, I know.
White
this
people
is our culture.
Are sorry about it. They're wild. We will create the master race of unvaccinated like sick people.
Yeah. Hopefully, one of us will live long enough.
And that person. What? And then what? To what end? What will they do? What will they do? They'll be barely able to stand up. They'll be so sick.
Like polio? I love it.
It's like in Midsommar how they like breed like incest to like be the prophets. That's what they want.
That is what they want.
They want like a measles.
They want just like a truly
rickets.
Every disease.
Rickets,
dysentery. They love it.
Pink eye.
Pink eye, yeah.
Constant pink eye.
Do they take antibiotics?
No, I don't think they take anything.
I need to learn way more
maybe,
about this.
Okay,
movie.
Maybe I'm ignorant. Also, if you're offended,
I am really ignorant. I am ignorant to the anti-vax community because I just do what people tell me to do. If someone says like get a rabies shot or like get a tetanus shot, you better believe I'm going to get a tetanus shot.
Well, there was a few years ago, and there was like a meningitis scare going around the gay community in New York and LA, and people were worried. I think one or two guys died from it like very quickly, and I think I remember there was like a fear that it was going to be like this new thing we had to worry about.
Yeah,
and that like that shit is like when you have that stuff happen, it's like to be able to get yourself vaccinated if you haven't, like
that's science. It's modern
fortune.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. In college, I feel like I couldn't even go to college.
No, you can't.
If I didn't have a meningitis vaccination.
Same. Also, just those horror stories of people like in college getting it and then dying.
Yeah.
Like within 12 hours. Anyway.
Real world. Living offended on the edge.
Okay. And side note, if you're offended by my anti-vax, like not being cool with people who are anti-vax, just know that.
Just reach out.
This is not my podcast. I'm just a guest. Laura has no control over what I'm saying.
No.
It's not her fault.
And I'm admitting I want to know more.
I want to know more too.
And I kind of just have ultimate respect for your fucking Iron Man day-to-day existence.
Living life like you're in like...
You're fucking just
American
like
Gladiator.
Buying pomegranate seeds at Whole Foods.
You're climbing the aggro crag from like...
Truly.
Global guts.
Yeah. Hats off to you.
Legends of the Hidden Templeing it. And each time a guard pops out, that's like, measles.
Yeah.
Polio. Scarlet fever.
Rickets.
Rickets.
Mumps.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Speaking of, do you think any of the housewives of NJ are anti-vax?
No, I feel like they're fully vax heads. I feel like maybe some of them have missed vaccinations by accident.
Danielle.
Yeah. But like, I think that, you know, they would catch up if they knew about it. What an episode.
Oh my God.
I love a full dive into the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm. Fashion Week is upon us in Bergen County.
And we're sitting front row.
We're sitting front row. So it starts out with Danielle and Jilly are coming home from something and they notice a bouquet of flowers.
Well, Jacqueline is playing with CJ.
Oh, Jacqueline's playing with CJ.
In his like crazy toy room that's just like a toy store in a room.
She's like, do you know who loves to paint?
Ashley.
And they... Do
you hate it when Ashley like, and I fight? The first part of this episode is like the housewives asking their children questions, like trying to get them into the drama and the children being like, okay.
Well, Jacqueline's doing like, she's doing a wellness check on CJ because I think
CJ's been locked in his toy room for...
I think he's been getting sort of the middle child shaft.
Yeah.
Ashley, the new baby, like so she just wants to make sure he's cool. So they're painting. It's cute. The baby's just rolling around on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
CJ's really sweet. And he's just
sweet.
Like, yeah, I don't like when you and Ashley fight, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and then we cut to Danielle. Danielle and Jilly are walking home and they notice a bouquet of flowers on the front steps. And Danielle goes, well, I wonder what this is.
Whoa, Jilly, what do you think this is?
So strange that someone would just bring this up to my front steps.
I think I saw something on the front door. Let's go look at it. I wonder what this is.
And Jilly's like, it's a bouquet of flowers.
She's like, it's roses, Mom.
She goes, oh, it's very beautiful. And for a beautiful girl, beautiful flowers for a beautiful girl.
Who's beautiful inside and out. Who do you think they're talking about, Jilly? Jilly's like, literally, they're talking about Christine.
Yeah.
Says inside and out, who do you think, Mom?
Who do you fucking think, Mom?
Jed loved Jilly's whole out of vibe in the show. She's reached max. She's over it.
Yeah.
She's over every element of every scene that she's in. Jilly has more maturity than Christine even.
Oh, 100%.
Jilly is like 29.
So then they sit down at the kitchen table and she's like, do you think I should call Jacqueline, Jilly? You think I should call her and just thank her for the... And Jilly goes, I don't know.
I don't actually know. She goes, I don't know.
She goes, no, but she's like, why are you... She's basically like, I'm
your
child.
Why are you asking me? She's like, I'm 7.
And there's like that creepy face on the glass behind Danielle.
And also Danielle's like, do you think you should be here for me to call Jacqueline? And she's like, I think you would want privacy.
She's like, no, I
think you should be here. I'm going to call her. should I call her? And she's like, Mom, like, what? And so she calls Jacqueline.
Also, I just have to say, her, she's like, why would she send these flowers, Jill? It kind of reminded me of when Kelly Bensimon sees the gift from Bethany on Scary Island.
Yeah, and it causes her to cry. She just weeps on the bed.
Why'd she do this?
She's laying on the bed next to the basket going,
I can't handle it anymore.
I live for being like, suspicious getting a nice gift and it causes throwing you into the brink of insanity.
Yeah.
That's pink. True housewives shenanigans.
So Danielle.
Also, these are not for Danielle. They're for Christine.
Yeah.
And yet again, Danielle makes it about herself in on Christine's life and has made it all about herself.
So she calls Jacqueline. She leaves a message. Jacqueline screens her call.
Yeah. In the playroom, I think she calls the house phone first. And then she's like, she leaves a message. And then she turns to Jill and she's like, Jacqueline, she didn't answer. What do you think she's doing?
She goes, she has a baby. She's busy.
Yeah, like, Jillie's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
The Greek chorus. And she's like, do you think that she didn't answer on purpose? Or do you think, like... And it's like,
what are you doing, Danielle?
This conversation with Jillie.
She needs to go do her homework.
Yeah.
And then Jillie...
Maybe ask Jillie about her day.
How was your day, Jillie? And then Jillie's like, Mom, I think she's probably busy. Like, she's a mom. And then Danielle goes...
You're right. You're probably right.
I'm going to call her back. And I think that I would like some privacy. And then Jillie bolts.
Jillie goes, okay, great. And then leaves, like, loves getting out of there.
Runs upstairs and then, like, goes on, like, a chat room. Mm-hmm. And, like...
It's just, like, for crazy mom's chat room. Where she's like, God, my mom sucks. Like, she's filming a show. She asked me all these stupid questions. I feel like I'm the adult.
She's filming a show.
Then... Danielle calls Jacqueline's cell and Jacqueline screens it. And Danielle leaves.
You hear Jacqueline go, oh.
Danielle goes, I have to be honest with you. I have to be quite honest with you. I thought you were your own woman.
I was under the impression that you were your own woman.
The way she talks is incredible.
I have to be honest with you, Jacqueline. I was under the impression that you were your own woman.
You made your own decisions.
You made your own decisions.
But I guess I was wrong. And goodbye.
She goes, I would hope that a woman like you would do things without consent from your family more often. Goodbye.
She talks like a villain, but I can't. It's almost like a Hannibal Lecter. Like, she talks like some, like, iconic, like, male villain from a movie, but I can't put my finger on who it is.
She just has, like, she's talking like that. It's in her, like, uvula, mm-hmm. like her voice.
Oh,
I was under the impression that you were
quite honest with you.
I was under the impression that you were your own woman, Jacqueline. Like, shut up.
Like, you're insane.
Crazy. So we cut to Dina and Teresa. Teresa's coming over for, like, a little checkup with Dina.
Yeah. Teresa also, like...
So pregnant.
So pregnant and is like, oh, great tea. Which I think you're not supposed to have. Like, I don't think you're supposed to have caffeine.
She goes, what's wrong with herbal? Dina goes, what's wrong with... Teresa goes, what's wrong with herbal? Herbal.
I'm afraid to give you some herbal tea. I don't want the baby coming out. She goes, I don't want to see her puppy or whatever.
You're
like
Chucky.
The Chucky.
I wrote moratorium on Chucky. I'm done.
I'm done with the
Dina's
euphemism.
Cutesy, like, private park talk. It makes me wretch.
It's weird. It's like, it's a miracle of life, a baby being born.
I don't want to see a puffy Chucky,
Teresa. I don't
want to
see a Chucky.
And then they go and they hang out in this, like...
That room that they're hanging out in?
She goes, I never hang out in here. And I go, I don't fucking blame you.
Yeah, that room is Dracula's cave. Like...
It's like a funeral parlor.
It is wildly over the top.
It's so dark.
I love her house.
I do too.
Her house is my favorite because it's so, like... There's, like...
I would have fun being in that house.
I'd have a lot of fun. There's a lot of photo shoot opportunities.
Her kitchen's nice.
Her kitchen's really nice. It's like the level of, like, dusting that you would have to do for a house like that. Like, the lighting fixtures have little beads hanging from them and, like, pendants. And it's like,
Well, she's an interior designer. I just think of how
much dust would like collect on everything.
She and her, they have a gay brother, Jamie, mm-hmm. who I think we see in this season, but he is, I think they were in business together. They were like interior designers together.
So really?
Dina's like all about like home decor.
The details. Yeah.
But
it shows.
I mean,
that was a wild room. It was giving, fulfilling my ultimate Sopranos. It was wish fulfillment.
It's V Sopranos. But also I would just like, I would love like going over there and like, oh, just like venting about life to Dina.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be like, come on in. Come make, I'll make you some tea.
She'll make you tea. You can just, like hang with the cats. And then she.
No, I'm not touching oil slick.
Yeah.
Blackhead oil slick.
Slick Rick. That cat. Is that Grandma Wrinkles, the hairless one?
And then that other one, the cute one.
The cute one is a cutie.
Who's hiding in. There's a shot where it zooms in on the cat's face in between some plants.
And it's just like.
So Dina's basically like, I'm like. Apparently Danielle was upset with me that I didn't go to Christine's luncheon, even though like I told her like I can't come.
I feel like I have another commitment is the most like I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Why did you ask me? But that's an excuse that I'm going to use from now on. But yeah, she's like, why is she asking me? I don't want anything to do with the drama. Like, I just don't want drama.
She's like, yeah, she's like, you know, I tried to give Danielle a chance, but it seems like everywhere Danielle goes, there's drama.
Which is true.
It's true. So she's starting to be like, Dina's also met. She's like Jilly. She's also reaching her like breaking point.
Yeah. She's trying to be Zen and there's no Zen happening. Mm. And I forget how, I forgot how like crazily unzen things get in this season when we, at the very end, which we'll get to, but like when it flashes Danny. That henchman, I forgot about him.
Oh, Danny's wild.
Danny's wild. But yeah, Dina is over it. And then Tree calls Danielle a hoe bag. But she's a hoe bag.
She's a hoe bag. And then Dina goes, Teresa just doesn't like Danielle.
And
then like,
I what guess can you say? What can I say?
What can I say?
What
I'm
can
starting
you say?
To realize.
I'm starting to realize. You'd really, the table flipping and like her freaking the fuck out didn't tip you off that maybe she doesn't love Danielle that much.
She's a hoe bag.
She's a real hoe bag.
She's a real hoe bag.
Caroline and Jacqueline meet for lunch.
Also, I'm gonna say something and I'm gonna probably have you take it out.
What?
I get Les vibes from Dina.
Yeah, I could see that.
I get a little gay vibe from her.
Her spiritual journey, like just she's like searching for something.
I don't know. There's something she loves. Like, I don't know. There's
yeah.
something I kind of, I don't know. I almost feel like she's like.
I have like when I from.
Please don't. You have to delete those.
No. Why? Come on. Let me say it.
Okay.
Okay. Because like I was going to say, it's interesting you say that.
No.
Because I've always had like a kind of like a about Dina.
She's,
and I feel like I have that. I have like a lesbian gaydar.
I do too.
Yeah.
I kind of.
Take it or leave it, readers. What do
yeah,
you think?
Yeah. I'm not. Look, I'm not accusing her of
this
anything.
This isn't an indictment.
No.
Of this is just like.
I just always. I get a little bit of a gay vibe from her. And I didn't really dawn on me until this season when I was rewatching it. And I was like, there's just something.
I would love to wife up Dina. And then be like, my beautiful wife.
You're a full Dale.
Like a full Dale.
Hey.
I'm just still me,
hey.
But I'm just like, my beautiful wife. She loves jewelry. I go full like Italian-American.
Yeah. I
come over, hang out with me and my
you
beautiful
feel it
wife.
Too?
Yeah. And that I'm now
maybe
realizing why
fully.
I like her so much.
Just like a little, there's like just like a little bit something there. I don't know. Anyone else
weigh
feels
in.
That? Weigh in.
Yeah. sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com.
Let me know.
Write us your thoughts.
Caroline and Jacqueline.
They meet and they're still like having the same conversation about like the Danielle of it all.
Caroline goes, I'm getting to know I'm getting to know Jacqueline and I gotta say, I very much enjoy her company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hearing Caroline, if Caroline ever says that about you, it's like the nicest thing she'll say about you.
Yeah.
She like, very much enjoys your company.
Well.
Yeah.
And then they're talking and Jacqueline's like, I can't believe how rude it was of her. She's like, not respecting that I'm putting my husband first and like all this stuff. And Caroline goes, I have $1 million question for you. And then I forgot what her question was, but I just like that.
Oh, she goes, did she ever call you when Nicholas was born? And Jacqueline goes, well, no. She didn't. She goes, yeah, says a lot. And she goes, yeah. And after it was one of the biggest moments of my life in the last few years. And she goes, yeah. So that should tell you something. Wow. Did she call you when Nicholas was born? And then also,
not
I love
single card. She didn't. She never celebrated Nicholas. Never celebrated.
Also, I love when Jacqueline imitated Danielle.
That was a really. I thought you were your own.
Jacqueline is a loller.
Mm-hmm.
She's really funny.
She loves to loll.
So yeah, but that was a good point. Caroline's like, did she ever make any acknowledgement of your
of the
child
miracle and, baby that you had?
And she expects you to like drop everything and come to her like bizarre luncheon.
Yeah. Also, it's like a luncheon for her daughter who
wasn't invited.
Souls she's sucking out of her body with every breath she takes.
It's like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's really dark sided.
It is. I also wrote. I just wrote. I want Caroline to text me every morning. You're fucking stupid.
I have $1 million question for you.
I've got $1 million question. Are you fucking stupid?
Are you fucking stupid or are you dumb?
I had a swim coach. My summer swim coach used to go, Carrie, are you stupid or are you just lazy?
You're like both.
And I said, but one of my best friends said, I'm both.
Yeah, same.
Also, yeah. Caroline loves Jacqueline groveling.
Yeah, it's a power.
Told you so.
Mm-hmm.
I've got $1 million question for you.
I've got $1 million question for you.
Did she ever celebrate your son? No.
And Jacqueline's like, no.
She loves getting back in Caroline's favor.
Yeah.
Also, we
it's
find out in this
to have them back together again. Caroline's happy to be just gathering her family.
Also, I'm watching season 3 with Simon, and I forgot that Jacqueline and Caroline got into a fist fight ten years prior. When she and Chris first got married, they were living with Caroline because of, I guess, some financial shit. Like, Caroline was having Jacqueline, Ashley, and Chris lived with her and her kids and Albert. And Caroline and Jacqueline got into a fist fight. Jacqueline punched Caroline.
These families...
That's a real...
The families that brawl stay together.
But I bet Caroline was like...
The families that brawl just traumatize each other, but it's really... Like, I've never... My family is not a physically brawling family. We destroy each other's lives in other ways, yeah. But like not by physical violence. But I'm really obsessed with all the brawling that takes place in the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Jacqueline threw down. She's from Vegas.
These ladies will throw down.
Don't fuck with her. So then we cut to
Danielle
with Christine and Jilly on Christine's bed. Danielle also, when she tries to be cute with her dog, I was like, that doesn't sound natural.
Also,
good boy.
Anyone that names their dog
Fendi,
like after a designer, is like it belies a something is amiss.
I mean, Countess Luann named her dog Aston, Aston Martin.
Yeah, it just is like I'm not. This also again, this isn't an indictment of you. Love your dog.
I can say it's an indictment of.
I'm just like Laura Camp, but you're a little bit. That's a true babe move.
Yeah,
and don't think I don't see it.
I see it.
I see it, and I love it. But I'm gonna have to. If
straight
I see something, say something.
Straight to Cedars.
5150.
Yeah. So she's saying Christine's gonna be walking and Rebecca Minkoff in the Fashion Week.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a brand.
Her first show.
Her
it's
first
a big
show.
Brand.
Yeah. And Danielle.
Christine's, again, it's cool. It's really cool. Yeah, I'm excited.
I think she doesn't want it really at all.
No. And Danielle goes, You're gonna be walking in 8-inch heels. Hope you're ready for that.
8 inches is a huge heel.
That's not
even like a size of shoe.
Maybe 6 inch.
6 inch, yeah. But like an eight inch heel is like, she's like, 8 inches.
What do you think about that? I was like, stop trying to scare her.
And also like, how do you not see that everything you do, it destroys her life?
Christine goes, no. She goes, that's not accurate. 8 inches are totally impossible. And
she has 6 inches maybe, but like not 8. And Danielle was like, no, 8.
8 inches.
8 inches.
I know these things.
It's going to be scary. It's going to be a little different from when I was a model.
And then
I hope you're ready for it.
Christine's like, fuck you. And then Danielle goes, And you're next, Jilly. She shows Jilly a photo of Christine from her daily shoot, and Jilly laughs.
Jilly laughs.
And then she goes, your hair is so big.
Thanks a lot for laughing at me. And Jilly's like, wow, your hair is big.
And she goes, but that's what your sister looks like, Jilly. And she goes, and guess
what? You're next. You're going to look like that too.
She goes, everyone was going crazy for you. They said that you look just like her, and points to Christine, and Jilly and Christine are like, and then Christine goes, no, we don't look anything alike.
Yeah,
which is like total big sister move.
You're baiting these sisters to like fight. Oh, and
putting them against each
other looks wise, yeah. Which is the worst thing you can do for like impressionable young ladies.
And then
Christine's like, no, we don't look anything alike.
You have freckles all over.
Freckles all over.
And then Jilly goes, you have freckles too, but you just cover them up with makeup. And then Christine goes, well, I don't think that we look anything alike.
So stop. Don't say it.
Don't say it. But I love that. They think you look just like her. And Jilly's like, okay.
I love the threat of you're next, Jilly.
You're next.
Jilly's like, I will never do this.
Okay, so then we go to Teresa with the gals.
This is truly the best scene.
Four step? They go to like some...
It was like baby two step or something with it. Like it has a stage. All you need to know is this child clothing store has a stage where you come out of a dressing room onto a stage.
Yeah.
Which I need that.
Me
an
too.
Adult clothing store.
We had this shoe store that it was actually a friend of mine from high school's. His dad owned it, and they had like a play area. It was a huge shoe store, and mm-hmm. they had like a wood big play fort thing that you could play. It was so fun, and
there was a children's clothing store in Oklahoma City where we'd always go, and it had like a little like crawl space area for kids that you could kind of call through.
Yeah,
like
that's how this
thing.
Was
and I remember exactly how I can still remember how that smelled.
Yeah,
and like the feeling of being in this kind of creepy crawl space.
Yeah,
and it was like, but it was fun. Children, we needed that for adults, though.
I know.
I want like a fully immersive stage dressing room.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So Teresa brings all the girls
and one of their friends
to the store to go on a spree.
To shop till they fucking drop.
Teresa's literally so fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
And then there's this one part where she's Melania steals something from Teresa. I think it's like a phone or like some, I think it's a phone. And she goes, Melania, she goes, bring that back. And then Melania goes, no. And she runs away from Teresa. She hits Teresa away, runs away from her, and then goes to all these shelves like, of socks. And just starts knocking them all down.
Yeah, it's and amazing.
Gabrielle,
Melania, and then Melania.
And then Gabrielle is in the dressing room going, no. But I love, Melania, give that back. And then Melania goes, no.
And runs.
And then Gia is like, I'm taking all of this. I'm taking all of this. And then Teresa goes, Gia, I'm not Donald Trump. Can't buy all this.
That was the like, best.
Foreshadowing.
She and then, goes, why don't you get a job? And she goes, I'm too pretty to work. I was like, you have your work cut out for you.
They cut to the cashiers. Teresa's like, I don't know where she says these things.
She then, sounds like someone I know. And the cashiers are like, we hate you, but also thanks for spending $1,065.80.
Oh, no. It was $1,960. It was almost $2,000.
What?
Yeah.
My brain wouldn't even accept that figure.
She spends $1,900
on children's clothing.
On fucking,
on just like bullshit that will fit them for 1 year.
Meanwhile, knowing all the shit that was happening in their like their financial situation, and they're doing that. This is why they went broke.
Yeah,
$1,960 on like a spree.
That's rent.
Rent.
I love them. Also, when she's picking out, she goes, Melania, I love these, and like holds up like snakeskin print like leggings.
Melania goes, no. I just love that. No.
Or like, Gia, I love these. And Gia's like, those are cute. Melania's like, hands off, Ma. I gotta make a call.
Everyone shut the fuck up now. I'm going in the dressing room. Everyone shut up now. And she looks at the cashier. She goes, you two fuckers, turn your heads.
She goes, you want me to get socks? I'll get fucking socks. I'll get all the fucking socks.
I'll get all the fucking socks. You two, turn your heads right now. I want privacy.
Don't even look at me.
Don't even look at me.
Don't
Shut the
fuck
up. Don't
even fucking look at me.
And you over there, she points to some random mom and their daughter in the random store. You two, out of the store. Get out of the fucking store.
Go out on the street.
Go out on the street. Out in the parking lot.
Back in the fucking park. I'll see you in the parking lot.
I'll see you outside, bitch. She says to this like little girl who's like walking.
Like, what? Gabriella is like trying on like a funeral cloak, like she wants just like witchy big black outfits, and that's when Teresa was like, Gabriella, I think it's too big, and Gabriella goes, no. Gabriella has
she's
like dark inclination. She is a witch.
She's
later
like,
in the episode you cuts to her and she's like fingering a knife.
Yeah,
just like staring at her parents. She's like, I was like, you're what alchemy?
She was possessed by an Italian witch.
She is.
No.
No.
Melania, shut the fuck up, Gabriella.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. You too. And she points to the baby. Mm-hmm. You shut your fucking mouth.
She's when you come out of here, she's like pointing to Teresa's stomach. She's like, when you come out, you gotta keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Or else I'll cut you.
I will fuck you
up. I will fuck you up. Every fucking day of your fucking life will be hell.
She's asleep. Melania comes in with a flashlight.
She shines it onto the baby. She just puts it on the stomach so the baby can see it.
I know you can hear me.
You can hear everything I say. I know you can understand, you little shit. You be quiet or else I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you. Every day of your life will be hell on earth.
If you don't stay in line, you don't stay tip-top shape, on your tippy toes, walking on glass, walking on eggshells with me all along, I will fuck you up. You hear me? And then Teresa wakes up.
Goes,
Melania.
What are you doing? Nothing.
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 Like, she runs back in. And then as she's closing the door, she shines light again on the stomach. And she goes
does like a Morse code shine.
And a cutthroat.
Yeah.
Dina has her Zen Gen Energy Soda, who looks like Sarah Gilbert.
Honestly, I realize, like, I need to move to, like, some weird suburban city and then just say I'm an energist.
Yeah, this girl,
this lady just, like, comes over and, like, listens to Dina talk about her drama.
Yeah,
and then, like,
does look really nice.
What?
It does look really nice.
I mean, it's nice.
She has a really, her voice was a little ASMR-y.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is be like, okay, now we're going to just smudge and get this negative energy away. Like, it's like a therapy session, essentially.
Dina's like, I feel like I should go talk to this. I feel like, you know, Danielle. And Senjen's like, oh, yeah. And she's like, I feel like I should go. I don't know what to do. I just can't stand it. Part of me just wants to turn away and just never speak to her again. And then Senjen goes,
I really think you should talk to her.
I think you should confront her in a public setting.
She's like,
she's a plant.
Senjen thinks that I should confront her, so I'm going to.
She goes, and before you go, I'm going to do a little smudging. Do you know what that is? And then Dina's like, yeah, you've told me. Mm-hmm. And she does a little like,
she's like, for all, I think it's for all the bracelets she wears are made of crystals. So Senjen wants to make sure that no bad energy is like being absorbed. That's actually smart.
It was smart.
Because you're surrounded by a lot of bad energy, especially if you're interacting with Danielle. I feel like a crystal will soak that up.
Danielle.
Danielle's bad energy.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Karen comes over.
Karen, the realtor, looking less perky than the first time, comes over to share the news with Danielle.
Well, first she sets it up like, she's like, so I talked to your ex-husband. And the way, and this almost made me think she was trolling Danielle a little. Because she sets it up that she's going to be like, so he's agreeing to like pay for the repairs.
Yeah, because she was like, we talked and I explained the situation.
He was surprisingly very receptive.
Yeah, and agreeable.
And Danielle's like, okay. And then she goes, but unfortunately in the end, he
we couldn't work refused. It out.
And then Danielle goes, Karen, I can't spend any of my money on this.
Money I don't have on the house. I also, Danielle is wonderfully complex in the sense that, like, so she would need, in order to sell the house and make the profit that it's worth, she would need to like fix up some stuff.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to do that because her husband is getting a significant portion of the house sale.
She'd make like 800 grand,
and she would make a million. And because her husband won't pay so that she can sell a house and make profit, she's going to shoot them both in the foot and take the house off the market.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, she would make like a million.
Yeah, she said, because the house, I think she said, like, this is a $2 million house, but right now we'd have to sell it for like 1.5. And my husband would make like 700K, but I'd make the rest. But he's not going to play nice, so I'm taking the house off the market. And it's just like, she's the kind of person that if she doesn't get her way, will fuck everyone over and fuck herself over.
It's like mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, and like, it's just like,
everyone,
so many people experience like negative fallout from her just like not willing to make a baby step forward or just say, you know what, fuck it, we'll sell the house for this. And like,
wow, I was confused. I guess I didn't realize that she's gonna make money regardless.
Yeah, she would make money regardless.
That's so a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And also, like, you really want to get out of this house so badly, it's destroying your life, then like you would pay whatever, patch up a wall, like
it's like take
a nail out of the wall,
take a crooked nail out of your kitchen wall,
yeah, and like,
and seal up a crack
and like clean up your closet
and get rid
pick
of that.
Your dirty undies up off the floor. Danielle's like, not a cent of my money will go to this house.
Her dogs also rub their asses on her white carpet.
I know,
they have worms.
She's like, I, you really need to take your pets to the vet. And she's like, not a cent.
She doesn't vaccinate her pets.
Do you think she probably doesn't?
That one pet had like pink around its eyes.
It looked unwell. I could see it, sense there was like an ear, nose, throat thing happening to one of its ears. It looked like an ear infection. And I know that because Tony's had an ear infection, so I know the warning signs.
But yeah, she's like, she decides to
not
pull
doing
out
it, so
like, I guess I have no
I
choice
if
but
he
to
doesn't want
to accept his financial responsibilities to his children, then I have no choice but to remain in this house until he does. So she's going to fucking squat, sit in, basically, like a sit-in, until he forks over.
Sit in her Grey Gardens ass, crumbly ass house with her daughters.
For what?
For what?
To
get maybe a couple $100,000 more dollars.
No, she just likes to inflict pain.
Yeah.
I think so.
And she's like, she's the kind of person that would be like, your daughters are miserable here. I'm miserable. The house is falling apart. But this is all your decision.
All your decision.
And it's like,
I hope you go to sleep at night.
I hope you're happy knowing everyone else is in deep, dark pain.
Also, Teresa comes in at one point and she's like, get a job, girlfriend, to Danielle. And I wanted to be like, hey, Teresa.
You should also get a job.
Glass houses. Don't you get a job yourself, Teresa? You're a criminal.
That's what I like thought that when she said it.
Yeah, I was, but then I was also like, you both do have a job and it's filming this show. Yeah. So like,
yeah, they make like hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like you both have jobs.
I know. Get it. You could almost see Teresa being like, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. She's like, Mom, maybe I said the wrong thing.
But then Daniel goes, I hope to financially provide for my daughters. And I was like, yeah. She goes, I hope to find a way to financially provide for my daughters. I'm like, yeah, by making them financially provide for you.
Yeah. And being there every step of the way.
Like, yeah, also, you're on a show.
You're
like,
literally...
You're making $500,000 a year, probably.
I know, and you could sell this house, move into another house.
Or just, like, a nice apartment.
Yeah, like, you don't have... It doesn't have to be this way.
No.
No, I hope one day to financially provide for my daughters. You're literally putting them to work and telling them... Someday we'll be able to move into a house that's nicer than this house because you guys have worked.
Oh my God.
It's so backwards. Caroline is a white range too.
Caroline comes over. Yeah.
Do they all have white Range Rovers? Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Caroline and
Gwyneth
Albie?
Has a white Range Rover.
She does?
Yeah.
My sister had a white Range Rover.
The White Range Club. Who else is in the White Range Club? Make it known.
Let it be known.
I hope to one day be in the White Range Club.
You do. Caroline comes over with Albie to Teresa's to have like a pre-Melania Fashion Week runway debut dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa discloses that she and Joe fuck every day. Single day. Sometimes twice.
Love that for them. Caroline goes, who can say that? Walk into New York Fashion Week.
I mean... Honestly, who can say that? You walk in Fashion Week. It's just,
she's
amazing.
She's tickled.
Honestly tickled.
She views this as like a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, she's sweet.
She's sweet. She really does care. She's like, my kids are grown, and now I get to share with other kids.
Who else can say that? Oh, do you walk for Aunt Caroline?
She loves everything about do the walk. She really like knows how to like...
Tickle.
Butter Gia, or is it Gia? No,
Caroline.
Gia.
Yeah, Gia.
Gia up.
Oh, I think you're the best model I've ever seen, Gia. Oh my God. And Gia's like, thank you.
The goblets
of wine. They are really
wine,
sweet to those kids.
They are sweet. And oh, the kids need it.
Chalice.
The chalice of wine. It's like an upside down triangle filled to the brim. Joe walks in at like 8 p.m. And Teresa's like, you're always late. You say you want me to make dinner at 5 p.m. old school style. Then you don't show up till 8. It's like, yeah, he goes and fucks his guma and then like comes home to dinner.
I think he does.
He does. That's classic.
Yeah.
And like, that's like, what they do based on literally like, me just watching Sopranos.
He goes and like breaks someone's fingers and then fucks his guma and then comes home for meatballs.
Yeah, he just like shot someone in the head. Buried them next to the turnpike under an overpass and then came home.
Made it home for meatballs.
Mm-hmm. His mind is somewhere else. It's on the 8 people he just murdered.
I know. Or the 8 people he just said, take him out.
Yeah. Juicy Joe just like comes in and is like grunting. He doesn't even say anything. He's just like old school style.
Wait, so then we cut to the next morning. Gia is driving, Teresa and Joe are driving Gia to Fashion Week, and Joe is being so mean to Gia.
This made me really sad.
Yeah, it was like very abusive.
He was teasing her, but like crossing the line. Like, you can't tease little girls like that and cry.
He goes, Gia, you're going to be walking down the ugly runway once they get a look at you. And then Gia starts retreating into her headphones.
And then is like weeping.
She's silently weeping, listening
to
like...
In the backseat, next to... Whoever is filming all of this, too, which is, like, a wild thing to think. There's a fourth person in the car with a huge camera filming this entire family dynamic.
Gia's listening to like Hoku or something and her with her headphones on, just crying. And then Therese turns and goes, Gia!
Gia! She's like hitting her with her phone.
Oh, stop it, Gia. I was like, what? And Joe's like, you're really ugly, Gia. You're ugly. Like, you're so ugly.
And Gia now goes, they're really going to think you're ugly.
That's mean.
She's in pain.
She is. And he doesn't.
This isn't like just like, stop it, like a tantrum. This is actually like you have severely hurt a child's feelings and called a little girl ugly that's about to go walk on a runway at fashion
meet. And then Teresa's being like, oh, Gia, stop.
She's like, he's just kidding, which is like the worst thing you can follow that up with, because it's like minimizes all the emotions and then normalizes verbal abuse.
And then Joe goes, I'm gonna turn the car around, Gia. I'm gonna take you right back home. And then Teresa's like, and I'm gonna return all your clothes. It's like, fuck both of
you. You're torturing a young girl.
A baby. She was really upset.
She was. I felt so bad for her.
Oh, wait. Side note, the night before at dinner with Caroline, Joe at one point tells Gabriella he's going to take her out back with the dogs.
Because Teresa's like, this is what happens. You come home late and the girls are all hyped up. Like, Gabriella's literally like channeling Paimon.
And Joe goes, Gabrielle, I'm going to take you out back by the dogs.
Hey, Dad, what have you been up to? I know what you've been doing.
How many people today, Dad? What's the number today? Body count, Dad. Give it to me.
You got a little blood on your shirt, Dad.
Got a little speckle.
Gabriella's like,
Gabrielle, stop that. I'm going to take you out back by the dogs. Take you out
back with the dogs. That is a threat. Danielle is obsessed with IMG.
She's like,
I think everyone knows that IMG is the best.
Danielle walks into the IMG like reception and she's like, hello, can you get me Mac on the phone? and the reception is like, okay. She's like the queen. She's never Danielle feels at home at IMG.
Yeah, she's 100% home when she walks into those doors.
She loves being like, I'm just an IMG mom
in a model, like with her model daughter as like an accessory to her fabulosity.
So they get this amazing guy Mac, who's like walking coach.
I love a walking coach,
because Christine's walking that night and Rebecca Minkoff, so he's like, we have to crash course her because she doesn't know how to walk.
Yeah,
and she doesn't,
which is a whole it is really a whole art. I went to like modeling camps when I was like 13, and they would have walking coaches teaching
really
you. Yeah, and it was always like it would be like all these girls trying to learn how to walk, because then like the next day at the modeling convention, like you would walk down a runway in front of all these different agencies. Yeah, I did it 2 years in a row, because the first year I had braces, and so no one picked me because I had braces.
Did you pick the next year?
Then I got picked the next year by one agency that was based out of Dallas, but they were like, you'll have to move to Dallas. And then I was just like, no.
Dallas model.
I was just like, no, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. And so that was that. But these conventions are also just like a way to hustle people out of cash. Like, that's not the way. Because you pay money to like go to these and then get in front of like agents.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing like actual model-y girls that would get like picked by like five different agencies. Yeah. And I was just like, wow. Like, they looked like Emily Ratajkowski or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I'd just be like, oh my God, wow.
Get to move
fashion,
to Dallas.
Fashion, am I right? Also,
get to move to Houston.
Yeah, I was like, no. I'll stay right where I'm at. Thank you very much.
So Christine, Mac tells her to take her gum out, which I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Someone did it.
Take that gum out.
He goes, gum.
Shoulders back.
Christine is not having it. She's being very rude to Mac.
She's really rude to him. She's rude to her mom. She's copping an attitude. He's like, I can see your emotions all over your face. Danielle's like, that's not going to work. You can't do that.
And then he's making Christine, I mean, she has the face, but her walk is awkward.
Her walk is a little awkward. Her posture is not great.
So he has her just walk up and down the length of like a boardroom. And at one point, Danielle dangles. She puts herself at the end of it. And she's like, and she's going, come on, do it again. It's like very stage mom. She turns completely into a stage mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, one more time.
My favorite is Jilly sitting at the head of the boardroom table, sucking down a Starbucks, just being like, this is hell. And I'm so glad that I'm not involved in it in any way.
She's drinking a Frappuccino.
Jilly's on the sidelines with her frap being like, ha ha.
And Christine is so pissed. And at one point she walks in the modeling, like the fake runway, and gets in Danielle's face, like super aggressively.
Yeah.
You could see the rage in her eyes.
She's so upset. And then she basically is just like, you and you to like Mac and Danielle. She's like, I'm done.
She goes, you're both pissing me off.
Which is insane. You're talking like, to like a professional person. Yeah. Like this is like a job thing.
I was kind of in that moment. I was like, okay, she's a brat.
But also it's like, she doesn't, I don't think that she ever wanted to do any of this. I think she's being pushed to do it.
For sure.
And it's clear that it's like not fun for her.
No.
And then also Danielle isn't like realizing, wow, every time I'm around Christine when she does this, she seems to get really irritated. So maybe I need to like be out of the room or like leave her. Or maybe she can't because she's underage. So she has to like.
No, I think Danielle, I think she knows that it's bothering her.
Yeah.
I think Danielle does it to psych her out.
Yeah. She like eggs her on.
She's
and stuff.
Evil. I think Danielle is fully evil.
There's something's not right.
Yeah, but I love do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again.
She goes, when she gets a handle on one thing and another thing falls off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just like harping on her.
But when Christine, it's like touching piano music plays and you see Christine walking towards and you can literally see flames in her eyes.
Yeah, are like tears in her eyes.
She's so hates her mother so much.
Mm-hmm. Hates this whole situation.
Hates Mac.
And then even in the talking head, she's just like rushing through everything. She's just like, yeah, and then we had to like go and like walk and whatever. And like, it's just like, you can tell she's like, I hate my life.
Yeah. So then we cut to shots of Paris, Kim and Lindsay at Fashion Week. The queen of the Federation.
The hustle bustle of Fashion Week. The Federation has landed.
Teresa backstage with Gia tries to give her a piece of candy to wake her up because she's tired because it's been a long sleepy, day.
And also she was put through emotional hell on the ride over.
She tries to tell her to like continually is like, you need to laugh off what your dad said.
Yeah.
Like, don't take him seriously.
Which is just like, this is not, again, not the way to handle this situation.
Gia's still upset about it. She's like, that was really mean what dad did. And Teresa's like, oh, Gia, he was just kidding with you. Come on. Laugh it off.
No.
I was like, that might be normal for you.
But like, Gia that's is not clearly okay.
In a like fugue state right now.
She's fragile.
Yeah.
Sure, dad told her that she's ugly on the day of her like first runway show that she was so excited for, which the whole thing is like, you're a pretty, pretty princess model. And then he like undercut it to the point where she wept crying.
And
like,
went into herself.
Yeah. And then you're telling
hiding with her ears covered.
Poor little Gia.
She's upset. She's like not being, she's not, she's exhausted from the trauma.
Yeah. Like that's not okay.
No.
But never let the father of my children talk to my daughter that way.
Awful.
Awful.
So Christine.
Christine walks in the show.
Well, Christine, she's behind stage. She's like, I'm so, so hungry.
She goes, food. And my first instinct was, I was like, I love her. She like truly doesn't give a fuck about modeling and is going to go raid the craft services table. And then she gets two slices of melon on a
cantaloupe.
Plate. And then walks away.
Or honey, what was it? Honeydew?
Honeydew. The grossest thing you can possibly eat, in my opinion, from a fruit tray.
There was also like quinoa and like pasta. And
yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, eat that. And then Danielle even was like,
that's all you're eating?
Well, I think Danielle was like,
that my
wow,
girl.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Danielle, don't you want any
like,
chocolate?
I taught you well.
She goes, no chocolate for you? Wow, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Jilly's like, eating Skittles.
Yeah, Jilly's like having the best day of her life. No one's paying attention to her or like fucking with her.
Christine,
she gets to have a frap. She gets to go backstage and just like go to town on the buffet. And like everyone's leaving her alone for the most part.
Christine probably like wandered up to some models and like just started talking to them.
I know. I was like, I wonder if she made friends with any of the models because they're all around the same age. And
Jilly?
It would be so... Oh, Jilly? I thought Christine.
Well, I think she did, but I'm talking about Jilly probably like wandered around and was
Jilly's like,
interviewing
people.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, how did you emancipate from your parents?
She's like, and the Ukrainian girl's like, well, I
she's
escaped.
Like, into my country.
And Jilly's like, she just walks up to some like 16-year-old model and goes, wow, you're really beautiful. And she goes, thanks. And she goes, can you be my mom? She's just walking up to people being like, can you be my mom?
Will you adopt me? Are you adopted? Who adopted you? Would they foster me? She's trying to like make deals.
Yeah.
She's like, will you just take me out of here? Can I go with you wherever you go next?
Christine, I'm pointing. Christine acts like she doesn't like it, but I think she secretly likes it. Well, once you're back there, it's like, how can you not be excited?
And then it's exciting. It's like a big deal. I think she didn't realize that this was like a big thing.
Yeah, it's a
like
huge deal.
Her face is on this magazine that's everywhere.
And she's walking in like a major...
Yeah, she's walking in a show. And like, I think then... But I think she also, even like after her big moment and after she botches the whole thing, is like realizes kind of what she's done and then wants it more. But it's kind of almost too late at that point. Like she's just, it's never going to happen. And nor could it, because truly it's set up to fail from the start.
It was all according to Danielle's plan, I think.
She walks in the show. She does a pretty good job.
Well, first Gia walks.
And Gia...
Wait, okay, what is this brand? It's like pajamas?
I don't know.
Gia comes out in a little flower dress holding this like other older, like a adult woman's hand.
I love that they cast her to play like the daughter of this woman. They look nothing alike.
Nothing alike.
But Gia is a star. She's stunningly gorgeous. She's really cute. I think someone tried to rub highlighter on her leg though. She has like a smudge of highlighter on one leg that's like looks very out of place. But she owns the runway.
Jacqueline starts
weeping. She goes, I don't know what happened, but then I saw her come out and then I just started crying.
Teresa and Joe, Teresa's like unmoved. Yeah. She just has like a plastered face. She's just looking, she's like in
she's
stage
praying
mom.
Like that nothing bad happens. Yeah. She's like, let's just get through it.
Teresa
but she's
went
excited.
Like catatonic because she is so nervous and loves her daughter so much that she literally went into catatonia. Joe is like moved.
Joe is smiling and really proud.
Caroline,
because that's how dads like that are.
Caroline is just laughing because she's like, this little midget just walking
just
down the road. Oh my, it's
Who
the best could thing
say
I've
that?
Ever seen. And Jacqueline's
sobbing.
Jacqueline is like me. I'd be
moved
crying.
To tears.
Jacqueline is, she's like, I can't. It's just beautiful. But that was like joyous.
Yeah.
There, Christine's was just dark.
Christine's took so many dark turns. I realized that I had blocked out all of this happening because I truly was like, no. Like, with every twist and turn, as it got darker and darker and darker, I was just like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe this happened to this poor.
Also, when Gia's walking out, there's like a off-brand poker face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, doot, 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 playing as she walks out. And then afterward, they say, they all go backstage and all hug her. And Joe has tears in his eyes. He knew what he did.
He knew what he did, and he was really proud of her.
He's like, you're so pretty.
I don't think that he does it to be like mean and hurtful, but I think that some men don't really understand that you just can't tease little girls like that.
Well, okay, here's my thing with Joe. In that moment, I think that's the real Joe when he has like red misty eyes and he's so proud of Gia. He loves his daughter so much, but he's kind of like Tony Soprano. He feels like he has to be tough.
Yeah.
But he's actually, I think...
He's juicy.
A softy.
He's a softy.
But he feels like he has to be like this dick. He can't.
I know.
And when he's and he was probably nervous for Gia and like so excited, nervous, but he can't be earnest, so he has to be a fucking dick and abusive.
My dad, when I was 8 years old, I had like a party at the skating rink and I was so excited for it. And my dad picked me up to go to the skating rink. And then started to pretend that he didn't know where it was. Like, and as we got closer and closer, he was like, where is it? Like, I don't see it. Like, where is it? As we were like coming up on it. And I was like, it's right there. And he drove past it like as a joke troll. But it destroyed me Gia style. I was like weeping, crying.
Why do you
I
do
thought
that?
That, I don't know. It's just like some dads are really like into teasing, torture teasing.
My dad never did that.
It was really, I remember, I truly was like, my life flashed before my eyes. I was like, we're driving right past my birthday. All my friends are there.
That's
and like,
mean.
He doesn't see it. And I don't know if I'll ever get there.
It's like, why?
It's like a true moment of like, how?
I had some moments where like my family all, if I was being like bratty about something, they all kind of teased, like the segue.
The segue, yeah.
Or like, but when I was
That's
little.
That's one thing, but like, a tease troll
for
torture
no
for no reason, just to kind of get a rise out of a kid, and then it takes it too far. And I just think with little girls, especially,
oh my God.
I mean, with any kids, no, kids are so sensitive.
Little girls, never tell a little girl that she's not
never
pretty.
Say that she's ugly.
So mean.
Poor Gia.
I actually got like emotional watching it.
I did too. I felt really bad. I felt really bad for the kids on the show because I think that they were put through some unethical. I think it's kind of unethical to what they did to these girls.
And then Danielle, we cut to Christine, and Danielle goes, I hope that Christine doesn't fall. She's wearing really tall heels. We see Christine. She looks great.
Yeah, she looks amazing. She's like, Danielle was like, when she came out on the runway, threw up in my mouth a little bit, which I'm like, what does that mean?
I said this. Danielle always loves to talk about like throwing up and diarrhea. I had diarrhea for 2 weeks because of that woman. Like in the season one, she was in this whole thing. She always talks about how she had diarrhea when they brought up the book.
Wow.
She always talks about like diarrhea and like.
She's really into like.
I'm like, it's just excessive
bodily fluids.
Visceral. I'm like, stop. I might have thrown up in my mouth a little.
But what is that? I thought that that was always a bad thing. Like what you say
she
when
was
you're
nervous.
Like grossed out by something, not when you're like so happy for your daughter's modeling debut.
I think she meant like she was just so.
She was just like overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it came off weird.
It was really weird.
I might have thrown up in my mouth a little. I was like,
why?
Just say you were really happy.
Yeah. That's okay to be happy.
But literally before she leaves backstage, she goes, don't fall.
Great. Thanks for the psych out.
And then Christine's walking out and she's like, this is the making of a supermodel. She will be traveling all over the world, Milan, Italy, and I will be with her at every step of
the way.
She's talking about her.
Yeah.
In this moment. She's not talking about like.
She's like, this is the making of my star.
Yeah.
Which is on the rise, and soon I will travel globally. Me.
We'll be taking things globally.
Yeah. And it's like, you're bonkers out of your fucking mind.
But I was happy to see like a glimmer of joy when Christine nails. She does well.
She did a great job walking.
When she goes backstage, you can see that she's actually like,
she was happy.
She's like, this is cool.
That was cool.
And then she comes out again for like the finale walk.
She nails it. And then they have to do a really dark thing, which is just stand there.
Yeah, that was weird.
I hate that. I guess that's like, I mean, it's standard, I guess, in presentations or whatever. But like, that seems, it's just like, mannequin. It's a weird thing to make people do.
They make all the models stand in a line on the outsides of the runway. And they just like stand there.
They just have to stand and pose for 25 minutes, which is actually a very long time.
Yeah.
Christine, I've fully been in this situation. One time I was like really hungover and went to like as my friend's date to like a Catholic wedding, and he was in the wedding and I just had to be in like the audience. It was so hot. There was like a stained glass skylight that one beam of sun was coming down right on me, and I was like starting to get covered in a sheen of sweat and was like, I'm gonna barf and pass out. Like, I can't keep standing up sitting down at this like
Catholic weddings are so long
ceremony. It's so long. And by the end of the wedding, I was like holding onto the pew, just like propping myself up, and finally the wedding was over and I finally like just sat down and like almost died.
Oh my God.
But I was like,
did you throw up?
I sat down and then like staggered to a bathroom where I just like was able to just take a breather and like wipe all the sweat off of myself.
Did you party?
Then I just like ate a bunch of food at the ceremony.
Love.
I had partied the night before. That's why. But yeah, I know exactly the like feeling that Christine was going through. She kind of barfed in her own mouth a little bit.
I think it was like foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. And she's standing there, and then Danielle goes to Dilly, I don't know what we're supposed to, an earshot of Christine. What are we supposed to do? Just, I guess we could walk around, make some funny faces, try to get her to break. How about that? And
then she
smiles.
She goes, I guess we'll just walk over here then, Jilly, won't we? We'll just walk around. And then Danielle's like giving interviews on Christine's behalf.
Yeah.
She like finds whatever press is there and starts like speaking about Christine.
And then Christine turns to her like model companion and like says, like, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
And it's like, the models are traumatized by Christine's. Like they, you can tell all of them are like, get me away from this girl.
She starts, because they're probably like, I don't want to get sick. It's they don't
want,
week.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want her to like drag me down with her. Like if she gets sick next to us, it looks bad for us. Like she could take us all down.
So then she starts retching, and then one of the models takes her backstage, mm-hmm. which was really nice.
Which was
like,
nice.
She seemed like a more seasoned model, but she just escorts her backstage and then... Mm-hmm.
And then she can, like, take a break.
And then we see Danielle. That was probably, like, everyone's probably like, no, this girl's not ready.
It's done.
Yeah.
Once you've, like, that was kind of a soft test just to see.
All she had to do was stand there. But it's hard.
But it's hard. And she wasn't prepared. She didn't hungry. Eat enough. She was really hungry. I think it's probably there's so much adrenaline happening in that moment that then when it kind of settles down, you're just like, oh my God, you're under hot lights and you're in heels. You haven't eaten all day. And
you're
like,
in a tight dress.
Yeah. And it's just like you have to stand there and you just can't handle it.
Yeah. And then you just see Danielle's face. Smiling. No, she's not smiling, but just being like...
Yeah, and then everyone was... And then Danielle's like, it's totally normal. You did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong.
It's okay, honey.
And then that's when Christine is like... The guy, like her modeling agent was there, and he's like, happens all the time. And she's like, does it really? And he was like, yeah. But then you can tell it's like, no.
He's like...
We're cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's also just a sophomore in high school. I mean, like, that's young. The whole thing was just like, this maybe is not premature. Meant to be. Yeah.
Danielle, it's truly Black Swan when she's like, oh, honey, come inside.
Mm-hmm.
When she's like, I didn't get the part. She's
yeah.
Like, oh.
It's okay.
It's okay. They don't know what they're talking about. You're the best dancer in the whole. It's like very like.
Mm-hmm. It's a total Black Swan moment. Mm-hmm.
Danielle, when they were driving home, Christine was in the back seat sitting silently. Jilly was in the front seat.
Sipping on a frat.
Another, they got another frat for Jilly.
Yeah, that was a two frat day because Jilly did so good.
And it's the nights, the lights of Manhattan in the background. You just see Danielle going, well, we can always try again someday, but I'll be sure to get you some, make sure you eat next time. Mm-hmm. She's driving. She's like,
She's like, well, maybe when you're 18, you can try again, though. This is the prime time if you really want to be a star.
Yeah, she's like...
Maybe some people aren't as cut out for it, and that's okay.
A lot of models... She goes, most models start before the age of 16, so, I mean...
So you're already a bit late to the game, but...
Well...
That's just how things go.
That's just how things go. But she's honey, like, Jilly, honestly...
I guess you're young, so... You're
Jilly,
next.
Maybe you'll have more fun with it when you try it, Jilly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have started you younger. You That's Jilly. Why Jilly is going to go tomorrow. And Jilly's like, what?
And then Christine just like turns the window down and just like puts her face in the wind.
In the cold wind night.
Just getting fresh air. Mm-hmm. And you just see Danielle look at her in the rearview mirror. That's how it ends.
That is. Wow. I've loved this episode.
Me too.
Modeling. This show has it all.
Modeling.
Then we get the preview of next week where we truly an ex-convict, like someone that shouldn't be on a show like this, Danielle's bringing into the world. It's
who's
really
on
a major
parole.
Oh yeah, he's on parole. I love it.
Danielle goes, when you stand with Danny, people tend not to mess with you.
Yeah, he literally is a convicted like murderer.
Yeah. The punks is a punks is a punks and the manzos is punks. That's what he says. The fuck does that even mean?
Unclear.
A punks is a punks and the manzos a punks.
Danielle's so turned on by danger.
They totally fuck.
She's letting this like ex-convict in her house. She has two minors in the house.
Danny is an old friend of mine. We have a lot in common.
I love, she's like, come on in.
We both have spent time.
Two daughters.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in. Make yourself at home in my house with my daughters.
Is next week the episode with... No, I think it's two episodes away from...
Where she goes and gets her hair ripped out. By Ashley.
Lots to come in this season.
There's so much more to come. It's only three episodes in of a truly long killer season.
I can't wait.
I can't... Hey... I can't wait.
I can't wait, honestly.
Honestly, I have to say, I have to be quite honest with you. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Everyone should follow Carrie on Twitter and Instagram. He's truly hilarious.
Thank you.
At eCarrieO. Thank you guys for listening. You have a lot of podcasts to listen to, and you choose to listen to this one, and it means the world to me.
And me.
I've got to be quite honest
with
you.
I've got to be honest. It means the world to me. It
means the world.
Go on Patreon.
Go to Patreon for $5 a month. You can get access to bonus episodes. There's literally now 100 bonus episodes on Patreon. There's at least
a century.
50 episodes of throwback episodes of Vanderpump Rules and episodes of Pumped Podcast, which is a true time capsule. And for $5 a month, you can get all of that.
Wow. What a history.
What a history.
Wow.
I'm checking this out.
I'm checking
this out. That's you about when you go to my Patreon page and click become a patron, $5.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm checking this out.
I'm checking this out. Send me a video of you becoming a Patreon subscriber. Wow.
Wow.
I'm checking this out.
I'm checking this out.
What a history.
What a history.
It is quite a rich history. I have to be honest.
I've got to be honest with you, Christine.
It's quite a history.
Well, stay with us as we head face first into the holiday season with the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
It's Christmas at Starbucks already.
Almost 2020. I know.
Starbucks is painted red. I went there today and it was visually arresting. Everything was red.
I went in earlier this week and I feel like they were still mid-transition from Halloween to Christmas, but now I'm like expecting full Nora
the
Jones.
Aprons were red. No. The background of all the menu stuff was red. No. It was like just red everywhere. It was a lot for like just a Sunday morning.
They transition faster between holidays as fast as my mom does with our home decor. Mm-hmm. My mom will transition.
She goes from Halloween to Christmas overnight.
Oh my God. My mom, it's like fucking it's like Macy's. It's
you leave the room to go like upstairs for a second and you come back in and there's a Christmas tree.
There's no time for pause with Dorothy O'Donnell. She's on to the next.
I love that.
On to the next. Like, so quick. She's ready. Pumpkins everywhere. And then the next day, it's already Thanksgiving.
They're gone.
There's turkeys everywhere. She does not fuck around.
Honestly, neither does CVS.
No.
And CVS is now skipping Thanksgiving altogether. CVS, they go straight to Christmas.
And me?
The day after.
Straight to Cedars.
Straight to Cedars. The day after Halloween, I walked into CVS. All the Halloween stuff is like pushed into a corner, 50% off, and all the Christmas stuff was set out, ready to get stocked on the shelves. I was just like,
all the Halloween stuff, I'm like, God, that's so depressing to buy it on like November 1st.
Yeah.
But like, maybe I should.
That's where you can get your pumpkin purse for half off.
My purse.
My purse.
Anyways, I'm excited to go into 2020 with y'all.
Me
y'all.
Too. We're all going into 2020 together as one big podcasting family of models.
Love you all.
Don't fall.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market, go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.